Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ready or not, right now it's time for you to get inspired, right here on Active FM.
Leave your message after the tone.
Man, I've been trying to get hold of you, man. Are you there? Jake's the moon. I saw the moon coming. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Please leave your message after the tone.
I'll be trying to understand what you told me later on that. When I called you, you did not pick up the phone, but I gotta send this voicemail to you. If you get to hear this, I'm pissed off right now. I cannot understand this. Oh man, my onions are making me cry, man. I think I gotta tell my mama. Man, I cannot believe you said this to me. How, man? How? Okay, you tell me I gotta put God first. How is that possible? I can put my mother first. I can put my shoe. I can put my car. I can put anything I want. But you gotta tell me I gotta put God first? Why? Why, man? Why? I gotta scream like Michael Jackson right now. Hee, hee, hee. Why? I cannot believe this. I'm standing in a park talking about I gotta put God first. Everybody looking at me like I'm weird, man. Why? Pick up the phone, man!
Hello. Please leave your message after the tone.
Yeah, come on! Woo! It's Mr. the one and only. I've been trying to get hold of you, but you ain't trying to call me back. I don't know what should I do. You left the question in my head that says put God first. And I'm a tree that's trying to grow and understanding the world. Oh, it's a message. Oh, oh, oh! Wait, what? Who? What? What? How? Should I do this? Okay, wait. This message says you gotta listen to the Be Inspired show. Wait, what is it? Oh, it says on Active FM. Yay, 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 Mr. Hoo-hoo. I wanna listen to the show. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bring it back.
Hey, 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 what's up everyone? This is the Gentle Moon and this is the Be Inspired show. I repeat, I'm the Gentle Moon, the one and only. I hope you're all good, you know. Now, today our topic is called Put God First. Yeah, I think that should say, it says it all, the name itself, Put God First. But today I'm not alone, I have guest speakers. Usually I always have guest speakers, but today guest speakers are special. You know, but as I always do in every show, I allow my guest speakers the honor to introduce themselves and maybe give us, or maybe to tell us something about themselves in 2 minutes. But they'll introduce themselves and you let them know. They'll tell you about themselves in 2 minutes and then we'll jump into the topic of Put God First. So, on my left-hand side, who do we have?
We have Luando from the show Let's Talk, Active FM. I work with Lucas, the Mr. Gentleman.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the Lady Moon. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So we do graphic design.
Yes.
And we love God. So that's why we featured in this show.
Ah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. And on the right hand side.
Yes, it's Gavin Inslam.
Pastor Gavin Inslam, just to correct. Yes.
Senior pastor of the Active Church.
Yes, yes.
Also on the political show. Also involved with as a director in an IT company. That's an international IT company.
Fantastic.
In fact, it's the work that I do there, which is sort of on a part-time basis, that allows me to be able to be a full-time pastor. Yeah, and obviously in the church, I don't talk much politics, talk about the Bible and stuff, you know. I'm not talking about in conversation with people, I'll talk politics there. But on the political show, it's only politics with a little verse at the end.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So, yeah, gentlemen, that is Mr. Luando and Pastor Gavin Inslam. But now, Pastor Gavin Inslam, if you don't mind, would you care to tell the audience on why we should put God first in our lives? Just a brief explanation on your opinion.
Okay. You should put God first in your life because he created you. And that's enough. Now, you can deny that he exists. Be my guest. You can take a chance. I've seen God heal people. I've seen God miraculously supply finances for our church. I've seen God miraculously give me a wife. That's the perfect person to share that I'd have been a pastor of a church with. I've seen God do incredible things in the life of my kids. I've seen him do incredible things in the lives of people that are here. We've sometimes prayed for people in front of the church and seen them get healed miraculously. Like small things or life-threatening things. You know, one little boy once I remember was basically dying of AIDS. We prayed with
Serious?
Communion, yep. And
wow.
That little boy who was 5 or 6 at the time is now in his 20s. So God is real. I want to tell you that he is as real as the chair that I'm sitting on right now and the station that people are listening to us on. You know, right now, he is that real. And he also has given us the gift of life, and we are stewards over those lives. Now, each of our lives has a purpose. He has created us for a specific purpose. And if we do not fulfill that purpose, then we're going to give an account for the life that he's given us. If we go off and go outside of the boundaries of his will, which is recorded in his word, the Bible, then we're going to answer to him one day. And also what I found is that if we don't give our lives to God, if we go and we do our own things,
yes, yes,
it doesn't work.
Okay.
And obviously being a pastor, you know, you counsel many people who've wrecked their lives through making choices that are not biblical.
Yes.
And so, you know, the first thing is that you're probably going to have a lot of challenges in life whereby even if you're successful in the world's term, you can end up in a place where you're thinking, you know, what's the point of it all? And then the biggest regret that will come, where the Bible says that it is appointed to every single person to
yes,
die
yes.
and then to face judgment. And to face judgment without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is not something I'd want to experience.
Wow.
And you may not want to either if you're listening to the show.
Okay, guys, yeah, that's Pastor Gavin Inslam giving us a brief explanation on why we should put God first. So now we're going to go to a song. The song is called Life Church Worship, God So Good. After they're going to come back and continue Mr. Luando and continue the Be Inspired show.
Hi, my name is Johan Kruger. I'm with Creation Ministries International and you're listening to Active Affirm.
Lasting arms that place me on the rock that my fall and lifts me time and time again.
You're listening to Active FM. Christ music is
hot music.
Welcome back to the Be Inspired show. You know? Yeah, you know. Hopefully you enjoyed what Pastor Gavin said on why you should put God first. That was awesome, Pastor Gavin. Thank you for that. But now just this question, as we continue the put God first. Now, as a pastor, as you've been pastor for a couple of years now, yes, how many years? Just give it a...
Well, I was a part-time pastor in the church I was in before. I got qualified. I mean, I was a youth leader first from 1986. Then basically I was qualified as started studying around 2000 and qualified 2004.
Yes.
And I was a part-time pastor. And I wasn't the senior pastor, so more like under. And then our church started on the 1st of August 2004.
Okay.
So in the position of pastor of this church, it's what, 17 years.
17 years. That's amazing. Oh. That's amazing. But now, Pastor Gavin, as a pastor, senior pastor of Active Church, have you ever thought of giving up?
Yeah, you know, the time when Rwanda started working. Yeah. I thought, no, man, this is too much. Then when Gla started, you know, our producer, when he started working, yeah, I nearly thought of giving up and jumping off. No, I'm joking. Yeah, look, first of all, I was in the corporate world. So when the church started, I wasn't working full-time for the church. Obviously, it's a brand-new church. There was no funding or anything like that. And I was in the IT industry, in the banking sector in South Africa.
Yes.
So at the beginning of 2007, I left my job there and started working full-time at the church. And what happened was that I started working with people because we started immediately doing a thing called the Year of My Life. And I started working with people that had come from much poorer backgrounds than what I was used to.
Oh, okay.
Gee whiz. The mindset differences took me years to get used to. Yes. You know, what I was used to in the corporate world and the people that I was used to dealing with, issues that, you know, you didn't even talk about. It's like it was obvious, like a deadline. You know, something must be done by a certain date. It's obvious.
Yes.
Or don't do something tonight because tomorrow you're going to get beaten up for it. It's like obvious. All of a sudden you come, you're dealing with people that come from a different socioeconomic sphere. And you find that that obvious thing's not obvious to them. In fact, they fight you for telling you that. I struggled with that. Also, what you often find with people who grow up in poorer socioeconomic circumstances is that they don't have much ambition.
Yes.
I struggled with that. So how many times did I feel like giving up? Probably about 200 times a year.
Serious?
For quite a long period of time, yes.
Wow.
Especially from when I went full-time 2007, basically until about the middle of 2012, I considered giving up many times. Also, there were times I wasn't getting paid. It was a challenge, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, many times.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing. Mr. Rando.
Yeah.
I come back to you now. Now, my question to you is this. What is the biggest thing that you ever had to trust God for?
I'm trusting God for a wife. I'm kidding. it's myself. So the moment I got saved, everything was wow. You know, feeling emotionally, when God touched me, I was feeling good because, you know, God touched you, you feel good and all that.
Yes.
But then as you grow as a Christian, start realizing the stuff up you have within yourself. You know, and through that, sometimes you get condemned. You know what I'm saying? You try to overcome maybe a stronghold in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Either porn, because now, if it's porn and you are a Christian, it doesn't align with the word of God. You see what I'm saying? But
yes.
Right there, I had to trust God to take me through, you know, the problems that I have within myself.
Yes.
You see, so than trusting God for a miracle, I think the biggest thing has been, even like God providing and all that, I don't think it has been harder than trusting God to change something within me. So for me, that was the biggest thing.
Wow, okay. That is fantastic. For me, another story. Another time. Pastor Kevin, just if you don't mind, can you please share with us, with all the beautiful people listening to this, would you please give us a 5-minute testimony, please? 5-minute testimony on what God has done in your life by putting God first.
All right, so what God has done in my life by putting Him first. Well, the first thing is that what I have to tell you is that I've been able to live under the grace of God because I haven't always put Him first. So that's the first problem.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm this perfect guy that's always put Him first. I wish I could, but I haven't. And like you asked me about the times when I felt like giving up.
Yes.
You know, the time when you want to give up, then what happens is in that moment you're not putting God first.
Yes.
Because God's called you. You understand?
Yes.
He's called you to a calling, and now you feel like giving up on His calling. It's not your calling to give up on. And but you know, that aside, I thank God first of all for what He's done for us through the death and resurrection of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even those times when you feel like giving up,
yes,
when you feel like you're right at the end of your tether, then He will do something that will, you know, that will help you. So I remember probably 12, 13 years ago, something, I can't remember exactly when it happened, but it was a really down time. We were facing real challenges. Some people had left the church, like leadership type people. And we were struggling. The church was struggling financially. I wasn't getting paid. I was dealing with people like Luando. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm joking about that. Now, I was dealing with people that were challenging in terms of in the workplace. I even, you know, even got to a place where I used to talk about Lenny. Because who broke this thing? Who stole this thing? Who, you know, all of these things that would go wrong. And
yes.
No one would know. And I'd say, oh, Lenny must have done it.
Oh.
You know, there was this imaginary guy, Lenny. Because there was no one here named Lenny. So, okay, Lenny must have done it. Because no one here is saying, you know, anything. Or the other onside gate is, no, it's been broken for a long time. So, I mean, if something's broken, you just found out, oh, no, that's broken forever. What's your problem? It's like you want to kill them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was a time like that, and I was feeling really down and discouraged. And someone phoned me. Out of the blue, someone that I knew phoned me and starts telling me, God told me to phone you and say, you're on the right track. You're doing exactly what God wants you to do. I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but, you know, God's looking out for you. God's saying, just don't give up. And this person didn't have a clue what I was thinking, what I was going through. You know, and I said, thank you very much. And, you know, went into the office and I just basically wept before God, you know, that type of thing. So what I find is when you get right on the edge, yes, when life gets too much. So at that time, people had also died in our lives, and you know, it was really a heavy time. So, you know, what I found is when you put God first, no matter how heavy things get,
yes.
And Psalm 23 says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not fear evil because God is with you, and His rod and His staff, they comfort you. So, in other words, the incredible thing about that is that you're never on your own, you're never alone, and you know. That I think, when you think of how many lonely people there are in the world, that is an incredible gift to have. This thing that you're not alone.
Wow.
This thing that there's someone with you. This thing that the Lord Jesus is with you. That He will never leave you and never forsake you. And it reminds me of Matthew 28, where Jesus gives us the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 18 to 20.
Yes.
And at the end, He gives this promise. And lo, I'll be with you even to the very end of the age. That means even if I die, He will be with me. Wherever I go, He will be with me. You know, when I die, no one can go there with me. You know, up until the death's door, people can walk with me.
Yes.
The moment I go through that door, I go alone. But Jesus, I won't be going alone because Jesus will walk through that door with me. And so, when you put God first, knowing that you have that assurance that Jesus is there, it's priceless. You cannot put a price on that. It's just something, you know, that... it's beyond description. And you know, the other thing also is that when you discover the purpose of God for your life, it's the only thing that will satisfy you. I've seen a lot of people who've been very successful in the business world, the sporting arena, the political world, you know, as judges and lawyers and things like that. And let me tell you something. You know what's worse than a person who never sees their dreams fulfilled? It's a person who achieves all their dreams, gets onto that mountain, looks around and finds out that what they thought it was, it isn't. That maybe they become the CEO of a bank or something like that. And then they find that what they thought it would be like to be one of the richest people in the nation, it doesn't bring them the sense of fulfillment wow. that they thought it would. And that's worse than a person who never achieved their dreams. Is the one who gets their dreams and they find it's not all that it was cracked up to be. They were chasing after the wrong mountain.
Oh, wow. Wow. Good, Pastor. Yeah, that was amazing, Pastor Gav. Thank you. Yeah, Luando, yeah. What can you... what can you say about the testimony? Was it amazing?
That was good, yeah. I feel like I know Pastor Gavin more now.
Nah, that's awesome. Thank you, Pastor. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump into a second song. And when I come back... Yeah, when I come back and then we continue with Put God First. And thank you, Pastor Gay, for the testimony. I'm pretty sure that a lot of us were inspired by this testimony because even I'm inspired, even though I run the Be Inspired show. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah, but thanks, Gavin. So now our second song is called Jesus Loves Electro Infinity. I'll see you after this.
I look to the stars in the night sky, and I realize, no matter how dark, you're still burning bright. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright. There's something amazing about you. Ooh. I look to the stars and I realize. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's continue with Put God First. Before the song, we heard Pastor Gavin share a testimony. It was very powerful. It was very inspirational. It was very impactful. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have learned something from that. That 5 minutes was a good 5 minutes, should I say. But now, continue to Put God First, Salwando. I would like you to answer this question for me. It says, would you please give us 5 ways on how we can put God first in our lives? 5 ways.
I think you should have asked Pastor Gavin.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. That's your pressure. Okay. I just had to tell a story. I think you can make it practical.
Okay. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Gentlemen's Show. Yeah.
So, I think it's simple. It never used to be simple.
Okay,
so
now
working
simple.
With Pastor Gavin has made it simple. It's very simple. We have what we call 5 priorities.
5 priorities.
Yeah. So you put God first. So it's the whole foundation thing. So the belief, you know, and that's what God is. He's the foundation, and everything else, you know, it's built on that.
Yes.
So one of the things I've noticed is that so if you like looking at the culture of Africa, the South African people, there are many things that we can believe. Why? Because you don't have something that you're standing on. Mm-hmm. But when you don't have God, you can be like a paper. You're just blown from one place to another place. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that you have God, so that when you make decisions, you make right decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because God defines who you are. And now what happened is that if something is contrary to who God says you are, you reject that thing. You know, so you have to put God first. Okay. So that's the first part. And then the second part is you.
You.
Yeah.
Like as in so, us, you.
So which means when it's you, God needs to come first. And then the third one, it's your family. Even in your family, God has to come first.
Amen.
Because one of the things I went through Ephesians chapter 5, and it goes on to chapter 6, where it speaks about children. They have to obey their parents in the Lord. But what I love about that, it says, women, you need to submit to your
husbands,
okay, as unto the Lord. So that means the first part is who? Is the Lord. And then it says, husbands, what do? You love your wives as what? Like Christ laid down his life for the church. So it's always pointing to Jesus.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So that means in the family, Jesus has to be the first. Kids, you obey your parents in the Lord. You see what? So it's pointing everyone to the Lord. So that means in the family, God has to also come first. And then the fourth one is the ministry. Obvious ministry, it's about God. So we need to make sure that we put God first. If we're not putting God first in ministry, then we'll be like churches that do ministry for money. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the problem is.
Yeah, and every Christian should have a ministry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just the pastor or the worship, whatever ministry or whatever. Yeah. Every single Christian is supposed to have a ministry. And they're not just supposed to be members, they're supposed to be part of the army of God.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing. Normal Pastor Gavin will say, if you're at work, you have ministry. There's a purpose that you have there. You have to speak to someone. You have to tell them about Jesus, because that person, they have issues. They don't know God, so they're missing the big part of their lives. In fact, it's the first. You see what I'm saying? They don't know why they're even there. The only thing that they have is just, you know, me surviving, providing for my family. But if they had God, they would be doing even more.
Yes.
So then the fifth one, it's work. The Bible says you work as unto the Lord. So it's always putting God first in those 5 priorities.
Okay, that's awesome.
Because another thing is, if you look at the first one, how do you put God first? Because you as a person, you can, you know, be in a relationship with God probably for yourself, not for God.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So in the first one, you put God first because of God. You're following God for him, not for you. You see what I'm saying? So
yes, yes.
We have to be careful with that.
Kenna, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you for that. Pastor Gavin, on to you now. So here's my question, Pastor. On the day you got saved, I'm not sure which day when you got saved, on the day you got saved and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you started putting God first. Yes? So that means that the old you died and the new you was born, right?
Yeah.
Now my question is, weren't you ever tempted to go back to your old life or your old ways?
Look, there was a time when I was a child.
Yes.
When I did sort of give my life, that was in primary school. And then later on towards the end of secondary school, I could almost say to a very, I got pretty close to a point where I rejected the faith of my parents. I didn't quite reject it, but I'd gotten close to a point of rejecting it.
Yes.
For me to actually believe God existed became a problem. It's like there was a ceiling above me. I couldn't believe that he was real. So in a sense, I probably went back there. Then when I finished school, in those days, yeah, in South Africa, white guys, we had to go to the army. So I went to army for 2 years, and I really wasn't living for God. I would scream into the church on a Sunday night to keep my parents happy because they were the pastors of the church I was in. And I'd go to youth on a Friday, but that was just like a rendezvous point.
Yes.
To go to a club afterwards. So that was like the meetup joint, if you know what I'm saying. I'd gone back then, and basically that began to change in 1991 when I started dating my wife. I wanted to change, but I had this problem. I had this ceiling above me. I couldn't connect with God, and you know, I had this thing. How can I believe He exists? I didn't have the ability to have faith.
Yes, yes.
Until May 1992, they did what was called a lay witness mission in our church. And it's a weekend of testimonies and stuff. And I remember on the Saturday night, we were taken to church for prayer. And a woman came and asked me while I was sitting there, would you like some prayer? And I said, yes, but first I got some questions. I bombarded her with questions. And I believe God was speaking to her, because every question I had, she gave the exact answer. Wow. And, I gave my life that night again. And since then, I remember the one time there was a moment of temptation, and that was I was married. We didn't have enough money for insurance, and we were broken into, and a whole lot of stuff was stolen. And I remember driving on the highway and thinking, maybe I must just give up this whole Christian thing.
Wow.
And I thought that for about 3 minutes, and then suddenly the thought came, but if I give it up, what do I have? And I thought, there's no ways I'm going back. So that, you know, after that time in 1992, that was in about 1997. It's the only time. And I thought it for about 3 minutes. I'd rather not. I can't face the thought of a life without God.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah.
That is that's deep. That's very deep. Wow. Thank you for the Gavin.
Sorry, and I'm not saying I'm a good person by saying that.
Yes.
I just inside of myself think about what I have with Christ, what life was like before. I know how I thought before. I know how I thought when I was worldly and operating in the world.
Yes.
And it's not worth it. That life sucks. Anyone who might be listening that doesn't know Jesus, I'm sorry, unless you know Jesus, you won't know why I'm saying it, but yeah. Your life sucks.
Wow. Yes, thank you, thank you. That was powerful. That was really powerful, and it answers the question, actually. So thank you for that. So our last question of the day, since our time is running out, you know, I was enjoying myself. I was getting inspired, even though I do the inspiring. But it was awesome. So this last question is actually for the both of you, so you can both share your opinion on this one, yeah? So now the question goes, based on my understanding, this is my understanding, Jesus put God first in everything he did. When he was preaching or talking to his disciples, he always mentioned his Father in heaven. But on the day of his crucifixion, in Matthew 27, verse 46, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now reading that and knowing that Jesus always put God first, and now God has forsaken him. The question is, now what assurance do we have that God, will never forsake us? What something do we have that God will never forsake us, since God forsake Jesus Christ on the day of his crucifixion? So, Luan, would you like to give us some?
I think that verse answers itself. Because he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
Christ was forsaken so that we won't be forsaken. Mm. But that's what assurance we have.
The Christ was forsaken that we won't be forsaken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I never thought of that way. But together, would you like to give us?
Throughout the rest of the Gospels, Jesus spoke about God as being his Father in heaven.
Yes.
And his Father. And he said he doesn't do anything without the Father. It's only there on the cross he cries, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
So what had happened was that God had actually turned his back on Jesus there. And now you just remember, it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they were one. So God is turning his back on one third of himself. And it's the first and only time that Jesus cries, my God, and says, my God, instead of Father.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, never thought of
that. He doesn't know.
Okay.
So that was, because up until that point, that was the situation for most people. There was a gap between them and God.
Yes.
Because of sin. And Jesus came and he removed the veil. That's why, for example, in the Old Covenant, in the temple, they had a veil. So they'd have the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God. And then that room would be called the Holy of Holies in the middle of the temple. And they'd have a thick curtain that covered that room, so you couldn't even go in. And when Jesus died, the earth shook, and that curtain was torn in two, which said that in the name of Jesus, we can enter into the throne room and the presence of God anytime we want.
Wow.
So we'll never be alone. And we also get the right, according to John chapter 1, verse 12, to call him Father. You know, he's no longer our God. He's our Father in heaven. That's what Jesus taught us to pray, our Father in heaven. You know, not our God in heaven or something like that. And so, like Wando said, Jesus was rejected so that forever we will be accepted.
Wow.
Okay, by his blood on the cross. So, try it and you'll see.
Wow, okay, that's amazing. Our time is running out. So, Mr. Wando, thank you for coming to Be Inspired Show. And I'm pretty sure that you're really inspirational to a lot of people out there, you know. Because for me, it's not a big thing that make a difference, the small things, because the small things lead to the big things. so any person can inspire anyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you must be rich or poor to inspire anyone, because for me, even the poor people can inspire rich people. Yeah, that's why this show exists, because anyone can inspire anyone. And Pastor Gev, your testimony was wonderful, it was awesome. All your answers were just on point. So I'm inspired as well, even than the gentleman. So yeah, that was awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, before the third song, there's going to be a testimony playing by a young girl who's sharing a testimony based on what God has been doing for her in her life since she's been putting God first. Then after that, we're going to play a third song. But before the third song, there'll be a testimony from this girl, and she's going to share with us what she did. I mean, how did God help her when she put God first in her life? So as I always say in every show, every episode, I always say that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone deserves a little bit of inspiration. But this time I'm changing around. I'm going to say the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone is Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, so thank you again for coming. I appreciate it. And then hopefully I'll see you next time.
Yes.
And Salvando, same to you. Hopefully I'll see you next time. But now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Be Inspired Show. I will check you next time. So our third song today is Hillsong Worship, Broken Vessels. Cheers.
Hi, ladies. ladies and gentlemen. My name is Francine. This is the Inspired Show. Well, today I'll be telling you guys my testimony on what God has done for me by me putting Him first. Well, basically, I grew up as a Christian girl. Everything was just God. But I felt like I still didn't know God the way that I was supposed to. I still lived a life like an ordinary girl. I still chose to be with certain friends that were not beneficial to me, but then at the end, everything just turned out to be just wrong. But thank God, oh glory be unto God, I just had the desire to just walk in the path of righteousness and do just the things that God desired me to do. So the first step I started to do, I started reading my Bible every single day. I started fasting. I started praying more often. I started just putting my whole life into God. And ladies and gentlemen, all I will tell you is that God truly transformed my life. He took me from a nobody to a somebody, from nowhere to somewhere, and I'll forever be grateful for that. I now read my Bible. I now surround myself with better people who care for me, who have the same vision as I do, who also have that desire for God in them. And I've really seen God really shine in my life. I've seen His light upon my life. I've seen His blessings upon my life. And all it took me to do is just to get closer to Him and have the desire to know Him and to love Him and to worship Him, and also me seeing myself in Him, because I am a child of God and He created me in His own image. So that just made everything more beautiful for me, because I started discovering myself in Christ Jesus Christ. I knew who I was in Christ the Lord, and through that He started showing me visions. I started seeing visions. I started speaking to people about the Word of God. I started counseling many people, and I just really feel so blessed to knowing God. And I know that some of you guys too will know Him, but all it takes is just for you to open up and have the desire for Him in your heart. And that's my testimony, how God has changed me and transformed me to just being a perfect vessel here on this earth, and I'll forever really be grateful. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, I pray that God give you guys knowledge, wisdom. And I feel like the first step that you need to take is reading your Bible and having the desire to knowing God every single day on a daily basis, growing spiritually, growing mentally, growing in a way that would transform your whole being. So it all starts by you having that desire of knowing who God is. And yeah, guys, hope I spoke and I inspired somebody today. And I pray that my testimony also fills someone's heart today. Thank you so much.
Leave your message after the tone.
Okay, Mr. Gentleman, it's one again. Oh man, I should say, it's the one and only Mr. Woo-hoo. Oh, I listened to your show. I really liked it. I heard it. It was very cool. It got me to answer my questions. Well, you did answer all my questions. I heard the pastor's testimony. Oh, by the way, I'm on the street. You hear the car moving? That's the street. Yes. I heard the pastor's testimony, but it's a shame now. I gotta put my mama second. Mama, I'm sorry. But God gotta come first in my life. Mama, I know you brought me to this world, but I gotta put God first. Amen. Power to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo!
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
FM radio has never been better.
Raising